Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And you're listening to today's inspiration. Yes, you're in the right spot. Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for joining me on this time so we can share a heart-to-heart connection and some perspective, because everything is perspective, and maybe I can help boost your attitude and increase the well-being balance in your life. Don't you want to feel better about life? It's my latest frustration is, you know I cannot make you feel anything. I cannot make you see anything. I cannot make you say anything. We all have control over our own lives and our own minds, more or less. Unless you have a serious situation, then of course, hopefully you're in the hands of a medical professional, which I am not. I'm a life professional. I've graduated from my degrees in the School of Hard Knocks, and I've chosen to take those experiences and turn them into something positive and share my perspective in hopes that I can help you see life a little bit different and live life a little bit better. Because, you know, we're all here, we're all walking the planet, we're all on the same journey together, we're all going to have the very same ending. Now, none of our experiences are necessarily the same along the way, and we all have our challenges. Believe me, I've had plenty of mine, but I'm here to turn those challenges into perspective and to share that with you, and hopefully that's why you're listening. I don't know if you're in a good place or you're in a bad place or you need cheering up or you need inspiration. That's what I'm here for. I'm full of love, and I love to laugh, and I love to make people happy. I call myself the great distractor, because life is hard, and stuff happens all the time. So why not choose to see the best of it? Why not choose to make the most of every moment? I call myself a moment saver, and it's really all about being in this moment. I still find myself looking back at my pictures of my recent vacation, and you know, I know that's living in the past, but perhaps it's okay because it evokes a feeling for me of calm and happiness, and that is the feeling that I like to carry around with me as much as possible, to have a calm, centered feeling. Don't you want to feel calm and centered and balanced and happy? And somebody said something to me the other day. We were having a conversation, and it was kind of controversial, and they ended it, well, you just go live, you keep working on your happy ways. And I thought, I don't know if that was a dig or not, because some people just don't want to be happy. Some people aren't interested in it or capable of it, and they like to challenge me, and I would love to debate it with you. You can call if you're listening live right now on this Wednesday, 646-378-0378. Callers are always welcome. I'm always open for debate, healthy, respectful conversation. But when they said that, I thought, are they making fun of me because I choose to be happy? Last week was International Day of Happiness, and I put something out on Facebook about how I believe it's our choice to be happy, and that's what I'm passionate about. And so I put it out there, because that's the other thing. People seem to be embarrassed to talk about love, embarrassed and uncomfortable talking about being happy. Like, they don't deserve to be happy. And why wouldn't you deserve to be happy? Why wouldn't you deserve to have the best in the world? And maybe your parents didn't instill that in you. Maybe they didn't give you the affirmations you needed. Mine certainly didn't. But that's okay. My parents are long gone. Hopefully they're resting in peace somewhere. Maybe they've come back as the cardinals that are sitting in my tree. Whatever you believe. Maybe they're in heaven. You know, we all have our own individual beliefs. But they didn't give me the confidence that I needed, or a lot of love growing up, but I am full of love, full of something, everybody always says, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to share that with you and give you the love maybe you didn't get growing up, and let you know it's okay to be happy. It's good to be happy. It's good to be successful, and you deserve the best. We all deserve the best. Don't punish yourself. What good is in that? You do deserve the best. We're here. We're alive. The best gifts we have today is that we open our eyes, and we are still here, fighting the fight, living the love, and jogging through the journey of life. You know, I like those little alliterations. You know, that's just me trying to make it lighthearted and a little bit funny, because that's how I choose to live my life. And again, I know there's nothing I can tell you to do or how to think or how to be. I can only share my perspective. And you're here, you're listening, you've found this great source of Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, which is a gift into the world, and grateful to Penny Golden for this opportunity to share my thoughts with you. Grateful for this internet radio station, which you can listen to on your phone or on your iPad, in your car, in the bathroom, wherever you want to be. You can take it with you. And we're here in your head and in your heart and in your ears, and maybe making a connection, maybe making a connection that could change your life. I don't have any grandiose goals of, I'm not a guru. I'm in America. I'm in the lovely state of Michigan, where we've had a long, cold winter, but we have persevered. We have powered through as positive as possible, which is my main mantra. And we are here, and I'm here, and I woke up today, and my body is functioning, and my voice is working, and I can see, and I can hear, and I have a roof over my head, and I'm lucky I have health insurance, and I'm all about gratitude, and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes, just the many, many benefits of gratitude. But so I'm grateful that Body, Mind, Spirit Radio even exists, and I'm even more grateful that you found it, and that you're listening to me, because there's a lot of great programs on here that you're going to want to check out at one point or the other. But you have chosen Today's Inspiration with Lisa Berry. And I don't take that lightly. I don't take that for granted. You know, we're all busy. We all have a lot going on. And if you're going to take the time to listen to me, I'm going to do my best to share what I've learned about life and to hopefully uplift you and inspire you and relax you a little bit and let you know that you are loved and you are worthy and you are deserving of the best life has to offer. And as I said, I'm not a psychologist, and I don't know how do people get to that point where they don't think they deserve it. And it makes me sad that to see I have friends going through things, and I'm all about energy, and I can be with somebody, and I can instantly feel their energy. And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's not a good thing, because if they're down, then I'm absorbing that. I'm like an intuitional sponge. And when they're down, I want to lift them up. I want to make life better. And it frustrates me because I can't get them to see life the way that I look at it. It almost sounds, if somebody's going through something and it's not a good thing and it's layered upon layer and you're like, oh, just be happy. I don't want to insult somebody with that. I understand. Believe me, I've been through my share, more than my share of stuff in life. And I don't know if I was in the middle of it, if somebody just said, oh, just be happy, that would resonate with me. I understand. I do. I understand we all have a lot going on. And I have had lots going on, and there's always something. But I still feel like you have a choice. And that's what I'm here to tell you. That's what I'm here to share with you. That's what I'm here to tell you that hopefully you can embrace and apply to your life, that you do have a choice. It's all perspective. And you know, you can be in the middle of it all and just think, you know what, I'm still alive. I still have my health and so much to be grateful for, and focus on that. Don't focus. Don't let that stuff that's going on in your life run constantly. It's like a stock ticker tape running. You know, you turn on CNN or one of the TV stations and they always have stuff running down below. Now, it's hard for us to be relaxed and focused when there's always something happening, and then you turn on the TV to be distracted, and they're running, you know, a dialogue and a stock tip, and it's just, and don't let that happen in your mind. You gotta let it go. Yes, you have to deal with it. And I know there are things that we need to walk through, and we need to get through and get to the other side. But remember, there is another side. That's one of the most powerful things that I have learned, is that when you're having a really bad day and it just seems like everything is wrong, and then you think, you know what, tomorrow is going to be a better day. And somehow it always is. You wake up in what seems so horrible and treacherous and confusing and torturous the day before, it doesn't seem so bad the next day. I mean, you can deal with it. We are strong. We are strong, capable people. And I know that you are a strong, capable person, no matter what your parents or society or your boss or your neighbor or your kids, because sometimes they get challenging as they try to mature and separate. So you got to know yourself, and you got to love yourself, and you got to know that it's there. And you can't listen to what anyone else has to say unless you're not self-aware, and then you and someone's trying to tell you something. Maybe that is your cue to become more self-aware, because that is really where it all comes from, knowing yourself. Do you know yourself? Do you know what makes you happy? I always say to people, how can you be happy if you don't even know what makes you happy? I know what makes me happy. And I try to do it every single day. And one of them is doing this show and having you listen. That makes me happy to think that maybe I'm perking somebody up or cheering somebody up or giving them perspective or something to think about that they never thought about before. That makes me happy because that is my gift. I've worked in radio for a long time. If I tell you how long, you'll think I'm old because we live in an ageist society. So let's just say I'm wise. That sounds old too. But I feel like I have wisdom and I feel like I've been through everything I've been through so I can be in this position combined with my career in radio and share that with you. I'm in here and I'm talking into this microphone and maybe you have your eyes closed. Maybe you're just listening. Maybe you're just looking, help me. Maybe you're just looking for some perspective or some warmth or some love, and that's what I'm here for. So take a deep breath. Breathing is so important. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. We get stressed out, we stop breathing, and then you have to realize that take a moment and stop and take a deep breath and do maybe some alternate nostril breathing or some deep inhaling, exhaling breathing, but breathe. Take a moment and tell yourself it's going to be okay because it's all about that inner dialogue. It's all about what's in your head. What you focus on is what you're creating your reality. I love Tony Robbins. I think he is a genius. I love 99% of what he says. He does say something about relationships that I don't agree with. That he thinks that, well, we'll talk about that some other time, but you don't want to be like-minded in a relationship because then it will get boring. But I don't know. I think it's good to be like-minded. So 99% of what he says, I just adore. And he has got social media by the horn, and he uses it to the best like anyone else, no one else that I've seen actually will. So he talked the other day about, you know, what you see in your head, what you think about and what you focus on creates your reality. It really, really does. And he was speaking to people at a convention, and he said, if you're a planner, you're here in the audience and you've already scoped out where all the exits are. If you're concerned about safety, you know how to get out of here. You know where the doors are. And if you're a person who seeks adventure, you don't even know how you got here, which is totally me. I just so identified with that because I'm up and above the ground and I'm looking for the fun and I'm looking for the love. And sometimes I don't necessarily focus on all the details. And I just loved when he said that. Maybe that affirmed me when he said, you don't even know how you got here. That's true. You can get dressed and get in the car and go somewhere. And if somebody else is doing it and you're just in it for the adventure and you're just in it for the fun, you don't even know how you got there. So everybody's different and everybody sees things differently. And I fully acknowledge that. But perhaps maybe you need to choose to look at things a little differently if it's not working for you. If you're listening right now and you just want to feel the love and the connection and you're in a good space, well, great. And I would love to hear from you, Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com. I've heard from people all over the world, and that's so exciting to know that people are listening everywhere. And if you're in a great space and you just want to say, hey, Lisa, I listen. Why do you listen? I listen for love and connection and to reaffirm the path I'm on is the right path. And you do that for me when you talk about the things you talk about. Or maybe you're in a rough spot. I've heard from people who've asked for my help. And as I say, I don't have a PhD in psychology. I have a PhD in life. But I do think I've got a pretty good handle on what's important and how it all works. And if you have something you're going through and you want my perspective, I'd love to hear from you too. Lisa Love Barry, Barry, @gmail.com. So it's all what's going on in your mind. It's all what's going on in your brain. And there are people who think that you can control that, including your brain. Surprisingly, out of all the research we've done and all the places we've been and everything that's happening in the medical world and in society and in getting to outer space and food and all the things that we do in our world that are changing, focusing on the brain is pretty sort of recent. And it's interesting what they're finding. You know, I love my niece and Dr. Rudy Tanzi, T-A-N-Z-I. He and Deepak Chopra wrote a book called Superbrain, and I probably talk about it every single week because I just think he is such a gift, and he's such a wonderful person, and I was so blessed to be able to talk to him here on this show, Today's Inspiration, and you can find it July 2nd, right here archived on there, and I highly recommend it. But he's studying the brain, and he's looking into Alzheimer's. He's identified some genes, and he's trying to cure that disease. and it seems to be affecting more and more people. But it's all about using your brain, and he thinks that you can change your brain. And now he and Deepak are writing a new book about changing your genetics. So that will, of course, be very interesting and, of course, be challenged by just modern medicine in general. But they're looking into it, and I very much look forward to that book. So what is happening in your life is sort of your choice, because it's what you focus on and what happens to you. What happens to me, my computer just totally blanked out, but I'm back. I don't need that computer. I speak from the heart. Sometimes when I end the show, I'm exhausted because I have opened my heart and shared my love, and just, it's like splattered all over the microphone. All right, that's not pretty. So what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. Three powerful thoughts, what you think you become. And I know society will try to tell you who you are, and your parents and your family and your friends will try to tell you who you are, but really, deep down inside of your head, you decide who you are. And then what you feel you attract. I feel love, and I feel fun, and I feel adventure, and that is what I'm hoping to attract to my love, because what you put out there is what you attract, and what you imagine you create. It's all about, even the most genius people in our society talk about imagination, which sounds so, you know, Lego and Barbie land, because when you're a kid, you get to use your imagination, but when you're an adult, it's not as embraced as much. But don't ever stop using your imagination, whether it's being creative or whether it's visualizing. Big on visualization. You know, you're about hypnotists and people, oh, I don't want to get hypnotized. Well, you know, it's really just working with your brain, and it's really envisioning things and imagining things. So our thoughts create our reality. You really are alone in your own mind. You know, you really are what you think you are and the way you look at things. You know, if you want the things you look at to change the way you look at them, because you're creating your own reality by what you're thinking, what you're looking at. So change the way you think and change your life. Just don't leave your mind on automatic pilot. Don't have that little thing running at the bottom with all those thoughts and worries and concerns. You can clear out the clutter. You can meditate. And it just still amazes me. I think people are intimidated by meditation. And I would love to hear your thoughts on that. You can call live right now, 646-378-0378. You can always email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, @gmail.com. Are you scared of meditation? Does it intimidate you? Is it something you feel like you could or should be doing in your life? I'm wondering how mainstream it really is, because it's just the answer to so many problems. And I highly recommend it. And I can hook you up with some great people. And if you want to contact me, we're not going to really focus on meditation today, but highly, highly, highly recommend it. So I told you earlier I was looking at pictures of a recent vacation, and I told myself I really don't want to live in my memories. I want to enjoy the full moment now, because that really is the key to the kingdom, is being in this moment right now and being aware of what's happening right now. I see that. I see that with people that I work with, people who are fully aware of this very moment seem to be the most successful. I was working with someone, and I just, you know, sometimes you just say something in passing, and I said something, and he totally responded to it. And I thought, what did I just, I don't even know what I just said. And you're responding to it because he was in the very moment. And if you want to be successful, I seriously think that is one of the major keys to success, is to really focus on what is happening right now. Your mind is clear. You're not thinking about your old vacation. You're not worrying what's going to happen tomorrow, because that is going to get you nowhere except stressed out and in pain. You cannot worry what's going to happen tomorrow. Now, you can plan and you can prepare, but don't worry about it. But be in this moment now. It was a great lesson for me and a good experience when we're talking, and I don't even know what I said, and he responded to it. I thought, oh, I'm not in this moment. I'm distracted, and he's responding to something I said. So I think that's one of the keys why he's so successful. So what you value determines what you focus on. And every decision in your life is controlled by your belief in your values and your values. So what you notice and what you don't notice. So that takes a lot of self-awareness, and that's why it's so important. That's why I talk about it, week after week, to be aware of what you're focusing on and what you value. And maybe you don't even know. You gotta think about life. You gotta think about, again, what makes you happy and what are your gifts and what do you bring to this world? Because that's what you value. What you focus on is what you value. And some people, I think, are more comfortable focusing on negative things. They're focused on making fun of people who want to be happy or being uncomfortable talking about the number one most important thing in life, and that is a very large house and car. No, just kidding. Or jewelry. It's love. You don't need a house and you don't need a car. You don't need jewelry if you have love. Love is so important. And how has talking about love become cliche? And why does it make people uncomfortable? I talk about, I don't have unconditional love. I have unlimited love. I have unlimited love, and I want to share it with you, and I want everyone to feel it. And maybe it's because I don't think I felt that growing up, but I've always been a lovable and loving person, no matter what. I think I was born that way. It might be how I'm wired, but it's so important. And I have so much of it, and it's like spilling out of me. And if you need some, I'm here for you. That's why I do this show. I want you to know that it's going to be okay. And as I said, I think about some friends who are going through some tough times right now, and they weren't even capable of hearing what I had to say. So you got to be in a space. You got to be open to it. You got to get yourself in a place that you're open to the possibility that life can be okay and that it's all going to work out. It's all going to come to an end eventually. And this is my Debbie Downer caution. I'm not a Debbie Downer, but I live my life from the end backwards because I've seen it and I know that it's happening, and I want to make the most of every moment in a positive way. I don't want to be miserable. It's not good for you. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for your organs. It's not good for your brain. It's not good for your blood pressure to worry, worry, worry. And I know, easier said than done. Believe me, I'm right there. I hear you. I'm human and I only can do the best that I can do. But maybe if you think about life a little differently, if you think about it this way, it might help you. For me, out of tragedy comes clarity. I have learned from life's many challenges that have molded me into who I am today. And I'm simply choosing to look at the brighter side, and I'm hope for and expect the best. Because basically, you kind of get what you're focused on, and you kind of get what you're hoping for and expect. Because I've experienced many life-changing moments that just came out of nowhere, and they can really rock your world, I have learned that life can change in an instant. It's like an emotional earthquake, and then you're just left to pick up the pieces and carry on. So I try as much, raise my right hand and repeat after me, I try as much as I humanly can to live in the moment, be as grateful as I can for as much as I can, and do things and think about others. And why not do this as joyfully as possible? Make it fun. Enjoy the journey. Because none of us knows what lies ahead. None of us knows what emotional earthquake is going to spring up and when. So make the most of this moment. Feel the love and share it. And smile and laugh and hug somebody. Because life has no guarantees. The only guarantee is that what we know on this earth is going to end. And then you will be gone. And only your energy and memories remain. So why not make them as positive as possible? I don't know if you heard this week, Angelina Jolie, the actress, she had a double mastectomy, I got to say that right, breast cancer scare, and she had that surgery. And then just recently, she found out she has like a 50% chance of having ovarian cancer, which took her mother's life, so she had more surgery. And she said the following, "The beautiful thing about such moments in life is that there is so much clarity. You know what you live for, and what matters is polarizing and it's peaceful." Now, I will be an honest person. I'm not necessarily a big fan of Angelina Jolie, but, you know, of course I love her because she's another human being walking the planet. But listen to what she said. She wrote this in the New York Times. I mean, who has surgery and shares it in the New York Times? I guess if you think you're all powerful. She's an actress, and I know she does a humanitarian. I know she's done some things around the world as well. But after her latest cancer scare and concern, she wrote, "The beautiful thing," first of all, she chose this scary situation to describe it as a beautiful thing. "The beautiful thing about such moments in life is there is so much clarity. You know what you live for, and what matters is polarizing and it's peaceful." I'm here to say, please don't wait for a tragedy to know what you live for. I'm trying to urge people walking a pretty typical, normal path of life to not have to go through major surgeries and scares of cancer, to realize what is important. What are you living for? What is important to you? What are you focusing on? Because that is creating your reality. Maybe you need to take some time and meditate or even pray. Just take a minute and breathe deep and ask yourself, who am I and what do I want? Well, don't wait for a health scare to put you in that position. Don't live a life that I live full of challenges and negativity and tragedy to get where I am. I want you to be happy and have had a pretty good life and still have this perspective. That is the bottom line goal for me, to have a positive perspective. And a lot of way I do that is through gratitude. I try to walk around and be mindful of all that I'm grateful as much as possible, from the dumbest little things to the biggest things. Gratitude puts situations into perspective. When you can see the good as well as the bad, then you get unstuck. So look for the good. Don't look for the bad. Gratitude helps us realize what we have. This can lessen our need for wanting more all of the time. I've spent the last few years teaching and telling myself that stuff is just stuff, and stuff doesn't really matter. Now, I do love to shop, and who doesn't like new stuff? But stuff is still stuff. I would rather have a moment. I would rather spend my money taking my kids out for a coffee or on a trip or buying someone a birthday present, because it makes other people happy. And gratitude strengthens our relationships. It improves your health. It reduces stress and just basically makes you happier. So have some gratitude. Notice your day-to-day world. And from a point of view of gratitude, just think about it. I walk around and just think, oh, you know, walk into a room, what am I? I'm grateful that I have a toilet that flushes. What room did I just walk into? Hint, hint. Or I'm grateful that I have a pillow, a squishy pillow to lie my head down at night. I'm grateful that I do have kids, even though sometimes they like to challenge you and don't always do what you are hoping they would do. Grateful for partners and friends, and generally just be happy and call people and reach out and share your love. And when Mark Twain said, I can live 2 months on a good compliment, he only told half the story. While the person who receives the praise enjoys feeling noticed and valued, the giver can also bask in the connection. So compliment people and tell them that you're thankful that they're in their life. I love that. When Mark Twain said, I can live 2 months on a good compliment, he was feeling joy that he was noticed and valued, and who doesn't want that? And he was motivated to do the same, pay it forward. Mark Twain was the originator of pay it forward. So maybe start a gratitude journal. I've never even needed to do that. I don't need to write it down because I like to think about it all the time. I like to be in that moment, and I like to think about what I'm grateful for and recognize it. As I said, I live my life from the back forward, and what by that I mean death is a reminder to live fully. And I don't focus on death. I'm not, who wants to do that? I guess I've just lost enough people in my life to know that it is definitely going to end. And I don't want to focus on it, but it is a reminder to live fully. So when I step back and I look at my life and I see a lot of experiences that help raise me up to the next one, it's kind of fun. If you ever, you know, it's got to be some introspection going on here. You got to think about life and you got to be self-aware. But I think back, it's like pieces of a puzzle coming together. I worked that job and that gave me that skills, and I met these people and that moved me on to that place and gave me those skills. And if you stop and think about your life, you will see, hopefully, that it all happened for a reason, that it all comes together for a reason. And it's amazing when you do that. So bottom line, it's really about your thoughts, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, and what you imagine you create. Now, let me just put this out here. I think that I am a good broadcaster who has a great perspective on life, who's full of love, wants to share my wisdom, uplift people. What I feel is gratitude and love and happiness. And what I imagine, I want to do this. I want to tour the world speaking and sharing this perspective with people. That's what I imagine, and that's what I'm trying to create. And that is the opportunity I have here through Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and I appreciate you listening to that. And if you would like me to speak to your group, I can come and be a lot more lighthearted than this. This is just my heart-to-heart, soul-to-soul connection that I do through the intimacy of a microphone, because I've always worked in radio. But if you would like me to come, if you want to fly into Paris to speak to your group or enlighten your business, because I think happy workers make a more productive bottom line for everyone, please email me, lisalovebarry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com. I would love to come and meet you and speak to your group, and that is the plan I'm creating for myself. Thank you so much for listening. Reach out to me anytime. I look forward to meeting you someday soon, and keep that perspective going, and look into yourself, and look for the love and the laughter in the world. And thanks for listening.